New Orleans religious and civic leaders were among mourners at the funeral Wednesday for Pastor John Raphael of the New Hope Baptist Church. He died from cancer June 25th. Many wondered who could fill the void left by the minister dedicated to stopping violence in the city. The Mahalia Jackson Theater was filled with people praising Pastor Raphael. Religious leaders from throughout the southern states hailed his international ministry work in Africa, Haiti, and other countries. But New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu talked of how Raphael's passing affects the entire city.
He walked the walk and he talked the talk, but now there is a void where he stood.
A former police officer, Raphael responded to many murder scenes, comforting families. He worked with city leaders to end the killings, and he often held a fasting vigil at the Martin Luther King Memorial on South Claiborne Avenue, about six blocks from his Central City Church, to call attention to the crime problem. New Hope member Gloria Cooper says it's not clear who can take over.
I wish that someone would be able to not take his place, because everybody has their own place of its own, but to teach others to do better in life.
Another church member, Rosemary Mitchell, says many are needed to stop violence.
It will take the city to step in and say, okay, we collectively need to do this. Not because Pastor Raphael, God bless the dead, did this, simply because it's the right thing to do and this is the need of the city.
Former LSU football player Rayon Hill, who also played for the Buffalo Bills, says his life was enhanced by the pastor.
Being around powerful black men with positivity, I think that's kind of helped me and influenced me to want to kind of follow. So I'll try to, you know, help out as much as I can, do my service.
Prayers were said at the service to help the church committee in its search for a new pastor. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.